Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome. 皆さん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
Today we'll be shikkari relaxing to the topic of shikkari.
Can you even shikkari relax? That sounds intense.
I think you can in the sense that shikkari has, like, you know, you actually shikkari relax.
You know, maybe we don't know, but hopefully I'll understand what you mean by the end of the episode.
I guess we'll jump into our conversation to break down. 今日散歩しに行った時、靴ひもほどけた。
あららら ら, 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 ら。しっかり結ばないとすぐほどけるよね。
うん。ちゃんとしっかり結んだつもりだったんだけど、ほどけちゃった。
二重結びにしたらほどけないかもよ。
うん。今度頑張ってそうしてみる。
頑張ってくださいね。
頑張ります。ギュッて結べば、しっかり結べば。
うん。ギュッと。ギュッと is like tightly, right?
Yeah. It's like squeezing or like firmly. It's like しっかり but onomatopoeia version.
うん。ああ、そうだね。うん。Mm. I always think of, whenever I think of ギュッと, I just think of like someone like hugging someone else. Mm. Like just a quick, like a really firm hug. Mm. Like a tight hug.
You can do that. Mm. You can ギュッと hug people.
ギュッと抱く。抱く?
抱く。
うん。ギュッと抱く。抱きしめる。
Alright, so I say, 今日散歩に行ったとき、今日 today, 散歩 is to go on a stroll or a walk. に行ったとき、I went on. 靴ひも、靴 is shoes and ひも is strings. So, shoelaces. ほどけた。ほどけた is to come undone.
And I said, あららら, which is like, a bit like, oh my, oh dear.
Yeah, you can add as many ras as you want.It's a fun one.
Cheer, we do that a lot often, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Which is But then after that, we did, I said, しっかり結ばないと. So, しっかり is like to firmly, to like really well. And then 結ばないと, to like you have to tie it. すぐほどけるよね. So, if you don't firmly tie it, then すぐ, quickly, almost immediately,ほどける。It comes undone よね。
うん。ちゃんとしっかり結んだつもりだったんだけど。ちゃんと is...
Properly.
Properly? Okay. Properly. しっかり is the firmly part. Properly, firmly、うん、結んだつもり。
うん。
I tied, or I thought I tied, だったんだけど。Is the past tense version.
Yeah. つもり、like you planned to, you attempted to.、
うん
That was your intention. で、二重結び, so double knot. 二重 is like two layers, so two layers, 結び, knot. So if you do a double knot, にしたらほどけないかもよ. So if you put it into a double knot, then it might not come undone. And then you said something along the lines of like, 今度から頑張る.
うん、今度頑張ってみる, right. yeah. 今度 is next、うん、time, 頑張る is to...Try my best.
待ってくださいね。
でも、タイ、しっかりって何?どんな意味?
しっかりは、it's like, there's a lot of 意味, a lot of meanings, but let's just start with the first one is like, kind of like firmly or securely. So you can しっかり握る something. So 握る is to like hold or grasp something. So maybe you have to grasp like a, I don't know, a tool or like something you need to hold on to.You can しっかり握る it、
うん、
while you're... Maybe you're gardening and you need to しっかり握る your tools while you're gardening. I don't know.
怖しっかり握らないと飛んでいくみたいな It's gonna fly away, そうそうそう you know. That's、yeah. funny. Imagining Tai just, you know, raking and accidentally just 間違えて後ろに飛んでいった感じ
Yeah. Yo, alright, when I was a kid, we would...this is fine, alright? But it sounds dangerous. You have okay. to... When we would cut wood...
Cut, oh, no,
like firewood, no. you have to しっかり握る the axe. 斧をしっかり握らないとダメだよ。
ダメだよ、怖いよ。
You have to make sure you hold on to
it. 危ないよ。
Yeah, that's like dangerous if you don't.
怖ー。飛んでいったことある?
ない、ない。
Oh, okay, okay.
よかったことに。
Okay. パリーンとか。
Yeah.
割れそう、なんか後ろで。パリーン is a sound of like glass or something fragile breaking.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
パリーン。
Or hopefully there was no one standing behind you.
ブスッ。怖い、やめて。
Yeah, 怖い。怖いね。But basically, so、うん、firmly, securely, like、はい、grasp something.
ちゃんとしっかり握ってください。
で、次のは、like, durable, so, like, strong and, like, kind of properly, which I actually wanted to ask you about ちゃんと later,、
うん、
but, like, what's the difference of that and ちゃんと? But, so, durably, like, しっかりしている建物、
うん、
so, like, a building that's, like, really, really strong,、
うん、
really, really durable, or even, like, 靴 can be this. 靴 shoes,、
うん、
so you can have some really nice shoes that are really durable,、
うん、
just great to wear.、
うん、
you can maybe take them hiking or whatnot.
So, しっかりんちゃんと can be interchangeable, but ちゃんと means properly, like the proper way of doing something, like ちゃんとして or ちゃんと座って or properly sit.
Okay. しっかり座ってって言ったら、
しっかり is like, I don't know, kind of, it does mean that, plus like be vigilant or like pay attention and know what you're doing kind of feeling.
Yeah.
しっかり座って is like, snap out of it, kind of properly sit there with your attention.
Yeah,
kind
really
of feeling.
Focus.、
Mm. But it does mean the same thing in English, I guess, if you're trying to say properly.
Okay. Yeah, because to me, ちゃんと does like, it feels like more properly, but しっかり can also give the nuance of properly and、mm. mean that, but there's also this very focused intent on doing it with しっかりversus chanto is just like you're doing it right.
I almost want to say chanto is a little bit more casual than shikkari.
Mm.
That might not be the case for all circumstances, but I think chanto fits better in a casual phrase than shikkari.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it kind of gives that same feeling to me too.
Mm. And then that was the second meaning. There's one more.
Mm. で、最後のはしっかりもの、
うん、
So, a person who is しっかり So, someone who is Oh, so もの here is using the person kanji instead of thing kanji So you can say もの for person or thing and then it changes depending if you use the person kanji or the thing kanji In this case, we're talking about people So しっかりもの is someone who's like reliable or like really dependable So like you can always count on them to actually have the job done orhelp you or something like that. Like they just have their life sorted out, basically.
yeah. Yeah, so let's go over some examples of each of them, I guess.
Before we do that, can I just talk about the kanji?
The mono? yeah. Mm? Shikkari?
Yeah. Yeah. Shikkari. Shikkari no kanji.
Dozo.
Shikkari no ji. So if people know the word tashika, like, oh yeah, like tashikani. Ah, no, that's right, tashikani.That's actually the same kanji, which I actually didn't know until when I was looking up and like we were researching this episode. so, which means that you don't need to know it, so don't worry about memorizing it. You're probably not going to see it written almost ever.
In kanji either, yeah.
Yeah, in kanji, you're never going to see it written that way. But for people who really like kanji like me, maybe it would help you a little bit. But don't worry about memorizing it if you don't really care.
Mm. Yeah, it's more common in hiragana than in kanji, if it is written.
Yeah, much, much more common.
So the first definition that we're going to go over some examples is for firmly or securely. Shikkari musubu. So we talked about our shoes earlier. Shikkari musubu is to firmly or securely tie my shoelace. Or shoe. Or sorry, wait. securely tie something.
Mm-hmm. So what...else can we securely tie? Kutsuhimo?、Mm,
right, kutsuhimo, yeah, we talked about kutsuhimo. Boto? Notta koto aru? Like a sailboat?
Yeah, I've been in all types of boats.
Mm.
Mm. I used to live by a lake, so we、oh. used to have a boat, actually.
Shikkari musunda?
Himo?
Rope?
Actually, we would have like a trailer attached to our car,、
mm.
and that would like hook up to like a chain thing, and we would drive it back and forth from our house to the lake.、
Mm.
So we actually never tied it because it never was at a dock.
Was it a sailboat or just a normal boat?
It was like a small little, you would have like a motor on it.
Motor boat.
It was like a small fishing boat. Motor boat. Of course, it's a motor boat.
Yeah. I've been on a sailboat before. And himo ippai aru nda yo ne, sailboat. There's a lot of ropes on the sailboat. And shikkari chanto musubanai to, see, I'm using both. They go hand in hand. Chanto shikkari musubanai to hodokete, you won't actually go in the correct direction, or, you know, the sail will turn, or some bad thing is going to happen, or, you know, you'll drift off when you're trying not to drift off from the dock.
Nanka ga dame ni natchau.
Nanika ga.
Shikkari musubanai to.
Ato ne, de notteta toki ni, onee-chan, watashi no ane, my older sister, atama butsukatta koto ga aru. Chanto shikkari musunde nakute. で、キョロキョロしてて、うん、ガーンって当たったの。
ああ、痛そう。
痛そうだった。
So, so your older sister didn't tie it firmly, didn't tie it securely, and then it just hit her?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was her job to tie it down, but...
Someone didn't.
It was moving. うん。で、当たった。ガーン。ちょっと痛そうだった。
Yeah, that's...That doesn't sound pleasant, especially if the wind was really strong. That was just definitely not pleasant.
僕
一回だけ、セルボートに行ったこと、乗ってたことあるけど。
乗ったことある？
乗ったことある。うん。
どうだった？楽しかった？
It was fun. There was no mishaps, but I wasn't used to how quickly how steeply it could turn a sailboat without flipping. So I was kind of freaking out.
Yeah.You have to lean against the leaning of the sailboats.
Yeah, yeah, otherwise you just fall in.
バンジージャンプのロープとかしっかり結ばないと落ちちゃう。Oh no!
怖っ。Oh no, yeah. 怖っ。いやー。でもそれはほとんど clips and stuff, right?
そうね。金具とかクリップ、しそうだよね。
金具？
なんて？金具？金具。
何？金具。
金具 is like a metal part thing that latches onto other 金具 things.
Oh.
It can be like a latch.
Okay. Kind of like the carabiner, maybe?
Metal fittings, metal fixtures. So it could be any of those things. Like, it could be a latchy thing. It could be any type of metal fixing. Like a door hinge. Yeah.
Okay. So anything you can basically just chuck screws in.Or stuff like that. Okay.
This. しっかり隠す.
To hide something well. To hide something really... Right? I would say well, right?
Yeah. Have you done a... What is it? Treasure hunt? 日本語でなんて言う? Treasure hunt.
宝物...
宝探しだ。それだ。宝探し。探し。したことある?
そっか。なんかイースターとかだったらしたことあるけど。
おー。
まあ、ちゃんとしたのも一回やった気がする。なんか、ボイスキャッツで。
え、何ちゃんとしたちゃんとした
ちゃんとした Like an actual one. Yeah, I feel like I've done an actual one though. We had a map and everything.
おー、かっこいい。
地図とかで。
何が入ってた？
いっぱいコンパスで探す。いやー、もう覚えてない。
何が入ってた is what was in it.
Yeah. 覚えてない。I don't remember anymore. But...I remember having fun doing it.
残り物のプリンとかデザートとかちゃんとしっかり隠さないとお姉ちゃんが食べる。
危ないね。Yeah, if you don't しっかり hide your pudding, your leftover pudding, people will eat it.
食べる。
Specifically in your case, your older sister.
Yes.
Yeah. 怖いね。
怖い。
悲しいな。
悲しいかな。悲しいかな。食べられたら。
僕には悲しくて怖い。It's sad and scary. No one touched my pudding.
Yes! This one also goes with the one you were saying, with, you know, hugging or squeezing someone's hand. ローラーコースターとかで手をギュッとつなぐ。しっかり。
怖いもんね。
怖い。いや、私ローラーコースター好きだからちょっと怖くない。
あー、そうなんだ。
うん。
いいな。
I like ローラーコースター。
Have you ever been scared of?
The one that is half of it is upside down. Those, I think, are scary. But normal roller coaster は怖くない。
ああ、そうなんだ。
うん。
でもローラーコースターって言うんだ。I thought people also said
ジェットコースター。
Maybe it's like 50-50.
うん。
そう。
ジェットコースターの方が多いかな。
じゃあどっちも覚えとこうかな。
うん、
Just remember both.
Yeah.
うん。
次のやつ、しっかりの definition of durable and strong and proper。しっかりしてる建物 or 靴。We kind of discussed already.
Yep.
これしっかり作ってある。このテーブルしっかり作ってある。
So it's like well made. It's made in a really しっかり manner.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, it's durable.
Yeah,
well made.
So, sturdy. If, you know, those like maybe you get a foldable, flimsy one, flimsy table or something. Those are not. Yeah, しっかりしてないテーブル versus maybe. You get a table that's made out of like one piece of wood. It's just super durable and sturdy. See, しっかりしてるね。このテーブルしっかりしてるね。
Yeah. いいね。
うん。
しっかり、え、wait, so can something be しっかり、I just said this a little bit earlier, so しっかりじゃないね。
うん。
Should I say しっかりしてない？
しっかりじゃないね。しっかりしてないね is better.
Okay, so usually we'll want to have kind of a してる or a する when kind of describing it with things that we're talking about. Like 人 or tables. Like people, tables, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. はい、わかりました。ありがとうございます。
このお城しっかり建ててある。
そうだね。If しっかりじゃないと、
しっかり建ててない。
ちょっとダメだよね。
多分もう建ってない。It probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't しっかり built.
Yeah. I just said しっかりじゃないと. Was that okay there? Or しっかりしてない、しないと。しっかりしてないと。
What was the whole sentence?
ダメ。しっかりじゃないとダメだよね。
You wouldn't say that, but I'm trying to say it properly. しっかり立てて、立ててないと。
しっかり立てないと。
立ってないと。しっかり立ってないと。
ああ、しっかり立ってないとダメだよね。
うん、Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
you
that's right.
You can say it, but it sounds very not grammatically correct.
Natural?
Like,
okay.
You might actually, you know, like hear a native person slip that in, but it's not grammatically correct. You know, like you'll stumble over your word and somebody might actually say that, but it's not grammatically
right. correct. Okay, so someone won't say that probably fluently, but they, if they're like just quickly kind of spitting out a sentence...It might end up that way. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if we said, but Oshiro is a castle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Oshiro.
Yeah. 一番好きなお城ある?
あるのかな? I don't know. Do you have a favorite castle?
Hey, I'm biased. So, Kumamoto-jo.
Oh, you are biased. It's Kumamoto-jo. Yeah.
I live there, so.
Knew it.
Also, though, I think it's, I personally think it's the coolest one, and it's actually the largest one, and they invented, like, the cool mushagaishi no dodai. So, the dodai, or the thing that the oshiro actually is built on, the walls leading up to the first story, the actual story of the oshiro, is a mushagaishi.Musha is like a ninja or anyone that's like invading in this case.
Like a warrior.
Yeah. And kaisu is to flip over in this case. Or tip over.
And that turns into gaeshi when you're connecting it to the musha. So.
Yeah. So if you were to climb, you're trying to invade this oshiro in Kumamoto-jo, and you're this person climbing it, it'll feel like you're tipping over. And it's really hard to climb something that's curved outward.Towards you, essentially.
Yeah. すごいね。
そうなのよ。すごいのよ。
すごいんだよね。I think maybe Kumamoto-jo is my favorite castle too. Maybe.
I have converted you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have. You've successfully. I can't really say I've been to only a handful of castles, surprisingly. I do, well, with Kumamoto-jo right now, like, it's not, you can't go inside.
I think they actually just opened.Part of it, part of the actual oshiro. Yeah, you,
okay,
with the jishin a years back, the whole inside in the main castle crumbled parts of it and it was unsafe to go in, so they were rebuilding and redoing the inside and making it stable and everything. Yeah. So I think they just opened parts of it.
Yeah.
行ってみてください。
Oh, okay. Ikitai. I want to go. Yeah, I haven't been inside it yet, so that's why I can't say for sure.
Nakani
hairitai kara.
Yeah.
Itte mitai.
Shikkari tsukutte aru or shikkari dekite aru.
So something that's like really well made. I guess we can use shikkari to describe well made a lot, huh?
Yeah.
In like, this that's case. The natural translation that comes to me. What can be shikkari tsukutte aru?
Or snahama de tsukutta dragon. しっかり作ってある。水が、水が登ってきても崩れない。
So, a sand dragon?
Yeah!
On the beach? すごい。
作ったことあるよ。
ある?
うん。あのね、なんかね、美術のキャンプかなんかで、なんかクラスみたいなの撮ってて、We had like a beach trip for like a art camp thing that I went to.
Yeah.
And...You know, artsy people like to make cool things, I guess. I don't know. And so our group, we decided to make a dragon out of the sand for our competition that we had on the beach. めっちゃしっかりできてたよ。
でかいのだった?
いや、うん。一人分くらいのサイズ。Like, a size of a whole person.
So as big as a person?
うん。かっこよかったよ。
I want to see it. 写真撮った?
I don't know if... I did take a picture.写真あるけど、I don't know if it's saved on my current photo system of keeping photos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know how you feel. I have some really old photos. I'm like, I have no idea where they are.
Exactly.
で、他のものが、like other things could be like 100均のスリッパ versus like a 普通の so like a normal versus a 100均スリッパ。That is a huge difference.
どっちがしっかりできてる?
普通のがしっかりできてる。
うん。無印のスリッパ好きだよね。うちら。We like the
いいよね。
無印のスリッパ。
Yeah, I bought some new ones for my apartment. They're sitting by. They're sitting by me right now.
無印。
ゾーリっぽいやつ。
Yeah, 無印 is a brand. The kanji essentially means it doesn't have any markings, is their name.
Yeah, so it's mu, so it's like night, so like nothing. And then shirishi is like a sign or marking. And a lot of times they just abbreviate it to muji.
They have a lot of lesser patterned things, very simple looking stuff that looks aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I like muji.
I think everyone likes muji. Muji's just great.
Nihon
kitara, itte mite kudasai ne.
Amerika ni mo aru yo.
Aru nda?
Ne, doko dakke na? Yeah, are you America にも? There are places that has Mushirushi store.
Yeah, now that I think about it, there is like all types of currencies written on the tag.
Alright,
find one. 探してみてみんな.
Alright, and then the last shikkari was a person who is shikkari. Shikkari してる人.
This one is how I know shikkari the most because I hear this a lot in like anime. But I guess. This is a slightly different meaning, but you can use it for people. Is shikkari shiro. It's like, get a hold of yourself. Like if someone's hurt or like injured. Shikkari shiro. And they're like, you're like grabbing them like, don't die on me or something like that.
Shikkari shite, okite, mitaina.
We can also have like other meanings of that aren't quite as intense. Like just like get a hold of yourself. You're talking nonsense or something.
That's also true. Right? And then you get a slap in the face, you know, like wake up call. Kind of shikkari shiro. Peshi? Yeah.
Yeah, peshi?
Peshi.
Is that the slapping of the face,
yes,
the sound effect?
Yes, peshi. Yeah.
Oh my god. This is onomatopoeia for everything. Onomatopoeia for everything. But, so back to shikkari shiteru hito. So this is like someone who's got their stuff together, right? Basically?
Majime is, yeah, kind of similar. Majime na hito. Like, kind of serious. Shikkari? Person can be less serious, I think. Majime is serious. Shikkari is just kind of, they know who they are. And is reliable, like you were saying earlier.
Versus majime is like more... I feel like majime I would translate as like earnest a lot of the time. Like earnest. Versus shikkari. Shikkari shiteru hito. How would I 翻訳? Shikkari shiteru hito.
A reliable person.
Reliable.
I think would be the closest. What are some properties of a shikkari shiteru hito?
Jikan o mamoru. Like, they actually pay attention to time and, like, they're on time a lot.
Mm.
Versus someone who might be not shikari. So maybe, like, ukkari.
Ukkari mono. Ne. Yeah. Shikari mono versus ukkari mono.
Yeah. So ukkari is, like, careless. Like, ukkari shita. It's like, oh, I was being careless, I forgot, or something like that.
Jikan o mamoru comes up a lot, too.
Mm.
Jikan is time, and then mamoru is to...
Protect. Defend.
Defend the time.
Defend time.
Yeah, but in this case, you can translate as they keep time well, or they're on time.
Yeah, they... Punctual, mm, right?
Punctual people.
They're punctual. To be punctual, I guess. It's like a phrase, to be punctual.
あとは頼れる人?
Yeah, so 頼れる is literally just reliable, to rely on, right?
ちゃんと頭が働いてる人
So their brain is working, their head is working.
頭が働いてる人 is also a common phrase. 頭が働いてる or 頭が働く
そうなんだ
is a common thing you'll hear. Sometimes it'll be associated with like energy drinks too. I can't say 頭 today. 頭が働く or yeah, ちゃんと働いてくる.
Right. I feel like for some reason that might be the first time I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
頭が働く. But maybe not. I don't know. Since you say energy drinks.
You can also say it to people that you think has like super high IQ or something. おー、頭働くね.
Ah, okay. So your brain really just works.
Yeah.
You're just really smart.
Yeah.
覚えとこう. All right. Thank you, everyone, for shikari kikuing all the way to the end. Oh, man, that hurt me to say.
Did you shikari relax to this episode?
Yeah, did you? Let us know. Let us know by joining the Discord, nativeshark.com/community. And, tell us all about the things you're shikari with and maybe some of the things that you're ukkari with, but we'll leave it there. So,
今日の質問です。 あなたが知ってる一番のしっかり者は誰ですか?
では皆さん、 家を出るときはドアにしっかり鍵がかかってるかどうか確認してから出かけましょう。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial. And check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.